弟兄姐妹早安。
Today is a this season is a wonderful time of celebration.
这个时节是一个非常值得庆祝的时候。
At New Hope Christian College, we just celebrated a commencement, graduation.
在我教的那个任教的那个New Hope 神学院，我们刚庆祝过那个毕业礼。
We had Cinco de Mayo last week.
上个星期还有那个5月5日节。
And of course, today is actually the National Nurses Day.
今天就是一个国际护士节。
It's also one of my new favorite holidays, National Nutty Fudge Day.
也是一个我很喜欢的国际坚果软糖日。
And of course, we all know that it is Mother's Day.
当然，亦是母亲节。
According to the National Retail Federation, Mother's Day spending is expected to reach a record of $28 billion this year.
根据全国的零售业联会发表的那个年度调查预算，这是美国这今年的母亲节消费将高达$250 million。
And I'm in trouble.
那我要麻烦了，今年。
They say that for my average age group, the average spending is $248 on this holiday.
他们说，像我这个年纪的人，平均会花费大概$248在这个节日里头。
I'm sorry, Floria.
啊，对不起啊。
I'm a little below average there. Mother's Day is a great holiday.
母亲节是一个美好的节日。
But today we're going to look at celebrating things that are a little bit more significant, even than our mothers.
但今天我们会看看我们应该值得庆祝的事情，甚至比母亲节更值得。
We'll be looking at it from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们会看看一下那个帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章。
So first, let's look at the historical context.
我们先看看这个上文向下文的内容。
Paul established the church on his second missionary journey.
保罗在第二次的宣召旅行当中建立了教会。
And the Jewish leaders in that area strongly, they violently opposed him.
当地的犹太教领袖强烈的、猛烈的反对他。
So when he left, he was not able to come back.
所以当他离开以后，他不能再回来。
But Paul cared for this church.
但保罗却很关心这个教会。
And he wanted to know how they were doing.
他想要知道他们的状况。
So he sent Timothy to them.
所以他派了提摩太去看看。
Then Timothy has now returned and gives Paul a positive report about the Thessalonians' faith.
所以当提摩太回来以后，他给他一个很正面的报告，有关当地的信仰。
They're strong believers and they love the Apostle Paul.
他们的信心是很坚定，而且他们很爱那个使徒保罗。
So now Paul is sending this letter back to the Thessalonians.
所以保罗就写这个书信寄回去给那个帖撒罗尼迦人。
And he addresses some of the opposition that he faced there in Thessalonica.
他提及到在当地他遇到的那些反对的事。
And he addresses some of the misconceptions that they had regarding the second coming of Jesus.
也提到他们对基督再来的那个误解。
So the literary context, what comes around my passage?
所以这个文字上，这个我们这个经文是在讲什么呢
？Paul opens the letter in his customary way.
保罗在这个书信当中，他以传统的一个开场的方式。
He has a prayer and a word of encouragement.
他以祷告跟鼓励作为开始。
Then he addresses the Jewish opposition.
然后他就是对着那个犹太人对他的指责去辩护。
And he does this by defending his authority and integrity as an apostle.
他以他作为使徒的权柄和正直来辩护。
And then in the rest of the letter, he starts to encourage them and just really urge them on to holiness and love.
之后再劝诫他们，当应该坚定的去寻求圣洁和爱心。
And he does this all with a tone of thanksgiving.
他也是带着那个感恩的心去讲这些话。
And of course, with the idea of the soon return of Jesus.
因为耶稣基督将要再来的这个基础上
，So let's I'm going to give just a rundown of the contents of chapter one.
我想简单的给大家一个第一章的一个短解。
So in chapter one, we'll see that Paul provides his typical greeting.
我们从第一节可以看到保罗用那个典型的一个问候语。
And then we'll see a statement of thanksgiving.
之后这就是有一个感恩的一些陈述。
And then we'll see three specifics.
之后就有三个四节。
That one, Paul mentions them in his prayers constantly.
第一是保罗说在祷告中不断地提到他们。
He remembers their active faith.
他纪念到他们有积极的信心。
And he knows of their election.
他知道他们是蒙拣选的。
Okay? And then he offers, the second point is he offers a point of encouragement based upon what other people saw.
之后他们在,保罗在对他们做鼓励,这是按照别人看到他们的来说。
And we'll get in that more specifically as we go through.
当我们再继续看的时候,我们会更仔细的去看看内容。
So please stand with me and we'll read this chapter together.
让我们一同站立来读这一段的经文。
Whichever language you prefer.
用你喜欢的语言。
Let's begin.
我们开始。
Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. To the church of the Thessalonians and God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. There you go. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God our God and Father. Knowing, brethren, your election by God, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word with much affliction, with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. From you, the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out, so that we do not need to say anything. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Let us pray. Jesus, we're so grateful for the work that you have done. We're grateful for the word that you have provided and just intervening in our lives that we might understand it. Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask that you would help us to apply this. Help us to celebrate what is significant in your eyes. In the great name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
What you'll notice here is that Paul provides some marks of true conversion.
我们会注意到保罗提供了一些有关真正的悔改的记号。
You will see genuine faith first by what Paul personally witnesses, and then you'll see marks of true faith what other people reported.
你可以看到这些信心的记号是保罗自己亲眼看到的，也有是从别人那里听回来的。
And we're just going to go through this.
所以我们就会这样子看。
And then these lists, this list, these signs of true conversion, these are the things we should be celebrating.
一系列的这些真正的悔改信心的记号啊，是值得我们去庆祝的。
These are the things we should be posting on Instagram and WeChat.
这些才是我们值得放在那个微信、脸书上面贴文宣扬。
Instead of posting all the pictures of dinner all the time, let's post pictures about these things.
而不是把那些餐点那个照片放上去，是应该把这些放到那个网络上。
Let's call our friends and our family over these marks that we will see.
给朋友和家人打电话，告诉他们要来看。
Let's make a big deal about the true signs of conversion.
大肆表扬这些真正的悔改的记号。
So first, let's look at the things that we might witness personally.
首先让我们看看那些我们可以自己目睹的事情。
So Paul, first off, Paul praises God for the memory that the Thessalonians left him over their active faith and proper motivation.
首先，保罗在祷告的时候，常常赞美上帝，为印象中他们自己的信心和正确的动机纪念。
We see this in verse 3.
我们在第三节会看到。
In the term of, terms of work of faith, labor of love, and patience or endurance in hope.
是因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，以及盼望所存的忍耐。
The Thessalonians' faith was practical and active.
帖撒罗尼迦人的信心是实在而积极的。
It wasn't just a mental, theological assent to some truth claim.
不仅仅是在于对神学真理的一些精神主张。
These people were doing good because of the intervention of God in their lives.
他们行善是为了神恩典的基本原则。
They weren't doing good just because their parents told them to.
他们做好不是因为他们父母叫他们做。
They weren't doing good because of religious obligation.
不是因为是笃信教条。
Their good deeds had proper motivation.
他们行善是有着正确的动机。
Again, faith, hope, and love.
这是信望与爱。
So here are a couple of examples of people with good deeds but with bad motivations.
以下是一些居心不良的例子。
We all know car salesmen, right?
我们都会知道一些汽车的销售人员。
They appear so friendly and generous.
他们都看起来非常的慷慨和友善。
Yet we know their motivations.
但是我们也知道他们的动机是什么。
And we have sometimes we have these nice guys.
我们也有那些装好人的人。
They pretend to be so caring and loving and kind.
他们可能就是扮作非常的友善关怀。
They shower the ladies with the gifts.
送女士们很多的礼物。
But they have dubious. They have bad intentions.
但其实是心怀不轨。
And we know Christians as well who are just wolves in sheep's clothing.
我们也知道有所谓的基督徒是披着羊皮的狼。
Unfortunately, we celebrate these people sometimes.
很不幸的是，我们有时候会庆贺这些人。
Have you considered the word celebrity and celebrate?
有没有考虑过这个名人和这个庆祝这两个字
？Right? Who are we celebrating?
我们是为谁在庆祝呢
？And unfortunately, there are examples of people with good intentions with no good deeds.
很不幸的是，有时候也有出于好心而达不到好结果的。
Right, we all know the people that they're so good-hearted and good-natured, but they wouldn't hurt a fly.
我们都认识有一些好心肠的人，他们连苍蝇都不愿意伤害。
But they cannot seem to do any good for themselves or for the people around them.
却好像总不能为自己或身边的其他人造福。
You've heard the expression, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
有没有听过这样子的一句话？通往地狱的路是以善意铺出来的。
Recently, I just finished up teaching a course at New Hope Christian College.
我刚刚在 New Hope 神学院教完了一门课。
The course is called Living Theologically.
这门课叫生活神学。
7 out of 38 students failed this course with good intentions.
38个学生当中有7个不及格，但是他们都是有本着好的用心的。
They had good intentions.
他们都有好的用心。
But their actions did not match that.
但他们的行为上面并没有配合。
The book of James asserts that anyone who knows the good he ought to do and does not do it sins.
雅各在雅各书里面声言说，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
We had our commencement celebration Friday night.
我们刚刚星期五晚上有这个毕业的典礼。
And the speaker was challenging the students to have good active faith.
那个讲员正是挑战所有的毕业生要有一个付诸行动的信心。
And he tested our students in the area of math with this word problem.
他就问当中所有的一些学生他们一些数学的问题。
He said, three frogs,
三只青蛙
they're on a lily pad in a pond,
坐在那个池塘里的睡莲上
and one of them decides to jump off.
其中一只打算要跳进池塘。
How many are on the lily pad?
那个睡莲叶上还有多少只青蛙呢
？How many? Three. Because one only decided he never did jump off.
因为上面才有三只青蛙，因为他其中一只只是打算要跳进去，并没有真的跳进去。
Right? Okay. It doesn't do us any good just to have good intentions. We need to act on those good intentions.
所以这是有好的意图，却不等于有实际的行动。
We want to celebrate pure motives and actual acts of good service.
我们需 ，sorry.
We want to celebrate pure motives and actual acts of good deeds.
我们需要庆贺那些纯正的动机和有实际的行为善行。
So again, celebrate what is spiritually significant.
庆祝那个在属灵上面有值得的东西，有意义的东西。
Celebrate the signs of true conversion, active faith with proper motivation.
为自己的信心和正确的动机，去庆祝。
So secondly, Paul is convinced that of the Thessalonians' salvation.
保罗确信帖撒罗尼迦人已经得救。
He is convinced that God chose the Thessalonians, this church, to inherit eternal eternal life.
他确定上帝已经拣选了提撒罗尼迦人去承受永生。
And he bases this upon what he saw when the word of God was preached, how they reacted.
这是基于当他们传讲这些话的时候，他们的回应。
There was a threefold spiritual reaction.
他们是有一个三重的这个属灵回应。
One, there was miraculous power.
第一是一个奇迹般的力量。
Perhaps there was a miraculous healing.
或许是一种治疗。
Maybe someone was delivered from their drug addictions, alcohol, or some other kind of addictions.
或许是解脱上瘾。
Maybe there was a baptism in the Holy Spirit.
或许是一个圣灵的洗礼。
Maybe someone speaking in tongues.
或许是说方言。
Perhaps a prophetic word or a vision.
说预言或意象。
Something noticeable happened that was noticeably supernatural.
一些让人注意到的明显的超自然的事情。
There was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, number two.
还有是圣灵的浇灌。
So not only was there a miraculous power, something, some sort of reaction that took place, but the Holy Spirit also came upon the people.
不单只有奇迹般的力量，圣灵也是降临到他们身上。
According to Jonathan Edwards, he would say that this included just great passion in the people.
根据 Jonathan Edwards 所说的，这是包括了在那些人在对基督圣经的真理的热心。
They became passionate about the gospel.
他们对真理圣经的热心。
They became passionate for holiness.
对圣洁的热心。
And they had a passionate hatred for sin from then on.
对恨罪的热心。
And they were passionate for loving God and for loving others.
有对上帝和人的无私的爱的。
Then the final evidence of the Thessalonians' faith or salvation was based upon the word was there was conviction.
最后是跟就是看到
conviction.
最后证实他们得救的就是他们的信服。
And in this case, I'm not referring to conviction as in feeling bad or guilt or that type of conviction. A different kind of conviction.
这里讲到的并不是一种对犯罪的内疚感。只是一个对神的一个特别的信服。
Yeah, in verse 5 you can see there it says much assurance.
第五节是一个
much assurance.
一个保证，一个确据。
Okay. Let's see. They knew when the word was preached, they knew that it was true.
他们知道对他们对所讲所传的道是知道是真理。
When the word was preached, they didn't go, "Are you sure?"
当听到以后，他们不会去问是真的吗
？Yeah, right. That whatever.
是的，才怪。
Those aren't the marks of true conversion, right?
这并不是真正悔改的一些记号。
On the contrary, when the word is preached and people believe, there's noticeable difference.
相反，如果是听到所传的道的时候，他们的在人身上的反应应该是不一样的。
People react with such seriousness and sincerity of heart.
他们应该是全心全意的去那个有这样子的反应。
They're absolutely convinced that God is who God says He is, and that His word, that they're accountable to His word.
他们绝对相信圣经所说的话，上帝本身的存在。
Now, this reaction might not be immediate.
这个反应有可能不是马上的。
But at some point, when a non-believer becomes a believer, there will be clear evidence that they do believe.
但某些时日，当那个未信的人变回信徒的时候，这种证明他们的相信了。
Consider these are spiritual reactions. So consider chemical reactions.
这些都是一些属灵的反应。我们是考虑化学的反应。
Who are our chemists in here? Steve, I don't see Steve. Youngfin, you're a chemist, right?
And
Timothy, what happens when you put that soft potassium metal in water?
当你把钾放到水里的时候，会发生什么？
It explodes. It's exciting, right?
会爆炸。
There's like purple and yellow flames, and just it looks like fireworks.
会产生火焰，会火花。
What happens when a spark hits gasoline?
那当你给汽油添加火花的时候，会怎么样？
It's exciting again, right? Boom.
同样也会爆炸。
In true conversion, the Word of God is a catalyst, and it causes a miraculous, a supernatural reaction in the heart of the believer.
在真正的悔改中，神的道就是有奇妙的、超自然的那个化学的催化性作用。
There is a visible difference in the people's lives.
这是在人生活里面有很不一样、
The result is not a just boring sit in church on Sundays for the rest of our life. That's not the type of reaction that the Word of God has.
这反应的结果并不是周日在教会里面无聊坐一坐的那一种反应。
Again, there are spiritual reactions, there is great passion, and then there is that deep conviction that God is who He says He is, and that His Word, you know, and that we're accountable to His Word.
这反应是有属灵的回应，有圣灵的那个热心和对神所言必定成就的事的上信信念。
Sorry, Shannon, I'm going to add something from Jonathan Edwards. Jonathan Edwards says, if somebody has been lived in a desert and they've been praying for rain for years, and it rains, what's going to happen?
Jonathan Edwards 说，如果一个人住在沙漠当中，他祷告很多年，希望下雨，那如果他有一天真的下雨了，他会怎么样？
Right, you're going to dance, you're going to sing, you're going to shout. Something's going to happen.
你们会鼓舞，会呼叫，这是非常的高兴。
Celebrate what is significant.
为值得庆祝的事情庆祝。
The true signs of conversion, spiritual reactions.
真正悔改的记号，这是有属灵的回应。
When the Word of God meets a heart that's longing for deliverance, longing for forgiveness, longing for the mercy of God, there will be a spiritual reaction.
当神的道遇到真正渴求怜悯、脱离罪恶的心的时候，就会有一个属灵的回应。
So the third sign is imitating the spiritually mature Christians.
所以第三点就是要模仿一个属灵前辈的榜样。
The Thessalonians, they followed the example of Paul.
在帖撒罗尼迦的人，他们的例子就是保罗。
They could have sided with the opposition, the powerful and popular religious leaders of the time.
他们本可以跟那些信仰以外的受欢迎有政治权力的宗教领袖靠拢。
But they followed the example of Paul.
可是他们是跟从了保罗的教导。
Paul was not esteemed.
保罗并不是受敬仰的人物。
He kind of caused problems wherever he went.
他到哪里都可能会带来一些麻烦。
And like the other religious leaders, Paul actually had to work for a living.
但跟其他宗教领袖不一样的，他甚至要以工作来谋生。
Now there are plenty of powerful religious leaders today to follow.
今天有许多受欢迎、有影响力的宗教领袖可以效法。
Oprah for one.
像那个奥普拉。
Joel Osteen.
乔尔·奥斯汀。
Adishante.
阿达沙蒂。
Pope Francis.
教皇法兰西斯。
Or perhaps Deepak Chopra.
或者是那个迪珀克·乔普拉。
Right? These are religious leaders in America.
这些都是美国的一些宗教领袖。
But let me offer a few other suggestions.
但我会给你提供其他的一些建议。
And interestingly enough, these people have to work for a living.
也同样有趣的是，这些人也是要工作的来谋生。
I know an engineer.
我知道有一个工程师。
Who has to work for a living, but actually gives his life for the sake of the church and for the sake of the gospel.
他也是要工作来谋生，但是他把他的生活花很多时间在教会，还有那个传教全教方面。
Perhaps follow the example of HP.
或许可以效法像 HP 的弟兄。
I know another guy who makes these weird scanning. He markets these weird scanning devices. I don't even know what they do.
我认识另外一个人，他是销售一些奇怪的扫描设备的产品。
And he markets them all over the world.
他就是在世界各地的去销售
，Okay, and everywhere he goes, he thinks it's a mission.
他到了哪一个地方都觉得这个是他的一个宣教的事工。
Perhaps follow the example of Moses.
或许可以学习像 Moses 这样子的榜样。
I know another guy who makes a living poking holes in people while preaching the gospel.
又有另外一个在讲道时不断挑别人毛病的人。
Perhaps follow the example of John.
或许是可以学习那个John 的。
Right, these are ordinary people, and they're not. They might not be as powerful as a Oprah or Deepak or Osteen.
这些都可能是平凡人，不像那个欧普拉或者是迪珀克那样的有权威受欢迎。
But they're modeling the way of life that God has set out in His Word.
但他们却是遵从圣经塑造神子民的榜样。
You guys are great examples.
他们都是一个好的榜样。
Celebrate what is significant, the signs of true conversion.
庆祝重要的事物，真正悔改的记号。
when one starts to imitate the spiritually mature.
是当一个人开始仿效属灵前辈的时候。
And then the last sign that Paul personally witnessed is that the Thessalonians valued the word of God even in times of trouble.
保罗自己亲眼目睹的最后一个记号，就是在帖撒罗尼迦人在患难时更看重神的道。
It might seem easier sometimes for someone to just stop following the guidelines of Scripture.
有时候一个人放弃比起遵从圣经的劝诫更容易。
Sometimes following the admonitions of Scripture results in friction in relationships.
有时候遵从圣经的劝诫可能会导致人际关系的摩擦。
It might cause you to miss advancements of opportunities at work.
可能会导致你错失了晋升的机会。
It might result in people ridiculing you.
有可能会导致别人对你的嘲笑。
But for those who believe, those with faith worth celebrating, they will not abandon the word of God, even if it makes life difficult.
然而那些相信的人，以及那些有信心级的欢喜快乐的人，即使生活变得更困难，也会放弃神的道。
Because they are convinced that the word of God is right.
他们确信神的道是正确的。
They are convinced that the word of God shows a perfect path to the perfect place.
他们确信神的道是通往完美之地的完美之道。
And they demonstrate that the word of God is their primary and functional authority for all matters of life and faith.
他们也表明了神的道在一切与生命和信心有关的事情上面的主权和能力。
And in this way, they become examples themselves.
这样他们自己也变成了一个榜样了。
Again, celebrate what is significant.
庆祝重要的事物。
Celebrate the true signs of conversion when one starts to treasure the word.
庆祝真正悔改的记号，就是当一个人开始珍惜这个道的时候。
So now let's look at what Paul heard about from other people.
如今我们再看看保罗从别人那里听到的。
What others witnessed, what others reported was remarkable faith.
其他人的见证就是说他们有一个卓越的信心。
Paul makes it clear that when there is remarkable faith, more than just one person will witness that.
保罗清楚地表明，如果一个人有卓越的信心的话，是不止一个人能够看得到的。
More than one person should just know that you're a believer.
不止一个人知道你是信主的人。
You might think that you're a child of God, but does your spouse think that you're a child of God?
你可能认为你是神的儿女，但是你的妻子或者是丈夫同意吗？
You might think that you're a child of God, but do your parents think that you're a child of God?
可能认为你自己是神的儿女，但是你的父母同意吗？
Do your bosses know that you're a Christian?
你的老板知道你是基督徒吗？
Do your teachers, your classmates, your peers?
你的老师、你的同学、你的同才。
We all have parents.
我们都有父母。
And we all know that our parents, especially mothers, and even more so grandparents,They see children with rose-colored glasses.
我们都知道父母，尤其是妈妈，甚至是奶奶们，都像戴上了玫瑰色的眼镜，看自己小孩特别美。
I was just recently talking to my my mom. We call her grandma. I was recently talking to my mom about my kids.
就最近我跟我妈妈谈论我们的孩子的时候
，And she was bragging, "Oh, your kids are so sweet and so perfect."
他就很高兴地说，你的孩子都是这么的甜美完美。
And I'm thinking, you're crazy.
我在想，你疯了吗？
She doesn't see the kids when their fangs are sticking out and there's drool hanging off them and their eyes are just burning with fire.
他一定没有看到孩子，他们口中好像尖牙之间滴着水，滴着口水，满怀恶意的眼睛的时候。
Our kids sometimes they look like the monsters in the horror movies.
我的孩子有时候像恐怖电影中的怪物一样。
The day before my mom said this, before grandma said this, Max had snuck liquid soap into his bedroom.
就这对话的前一天，我的儿子 Max 就把那个洗手简易带到他的卧室里面。
And Steve and Youngfin and Timothy, you'll be proud, he was doing science experiments in there.
我们当中的化学家可能就会了解他是在做化学实验。
Had my mom slipped on that massive soap slick that was all over the floor,She would have thought differently.
如果妈妈走在那一滩肥皂水上面滑倒的话，她或许会有不同的看法。
Now, I have a daughter as well. I got five boys, one daughter.
我有五个儿子，一个女儿。
Now, if someone were to say, "Now, Jasmine, that's a great kid."
如果有人跟我说，Jasmine 这个女儿 是一个好的好好好女孩，我很同意。
Now we'd all agree with that one, right? Including me.
我们大家都应该会很同意吧。
All that to say, we need a second opinion on faith.
总而言之，我所想的是，我们需要第二道的意见在信心上。
If someone is a child of God, more than just mothers and more than just grandmothers, grandmoms will notice that.
如果一个人真的是神的儿女的话，不单真的是他的母亲、祖母，其他人都会知道。
So again, celebrate what is significant, the true signs of conversion.
所以要庆祝重要的事，真正悔改的记号。
Celebrate it when other people confirm remarkable faith.
就是当其他人能够确认那份卓越信心的时候，庆祝。
Now verses 9 and 10, Paul gives the basis of their witness, that their faith was remarkable.
在第九节跟第十节的时候，保罗指出他们的见证的根据就是那一份卓越的信心。
So first, the Thessalonians, they partner with Paul.
帖撒罗尼迦人曾经跟保罗合作同工。
As soon as they heard the message, they were on board with it, and they went with them.
他们在当听到保罗的道以后，他就马上跟他们合作了。
Again, they could have avoided Paul.
他们本可以避开保罗。
I'm sure being around Paul was trouble.
我相信在走在保罗身边可能也会遇到麻烦。
They could have shined him on.
他们本可以忽略他。
But they didn't.
但他们并没有。
They recognized the authority of Paul.
他们认识保罗的权柄。
They recognized the truth of his message.
他们认识到保罗教导的真理。
And they welcomed him, and they just got on board with the importance of his mission.
他们加入他这个重要的使命。
Again, true conversion doesn't result in an apathetic label change.
真正的悔改并不是名义上面的转变。
True conversion is a transformation of behavior and purpose.
真正的悔改是在行为和目的上面的转变。
And we see here that the Thessalonians, another mark of their faith was that they turned from idols.
另外，我们可以看到帖撒罗尼迦人有卓越的信心的是因为他们远离偶像，离弃偶像。
For the Thessalonians, this was quite literal.
对帖撒罗尼迦人来说，这个是一个非常字面性的事。
Right, if you're acquainted with some of the traditional Chinese religions.This might be literal idolatry as well, turning from literal idols.
如果你熟悉一些中国的传统信仰的话，你就要明白那个字面性的所谓偶像敬拜的事情。
But what I think is more common, especially here in America today, is a different type of idolatry.
但如今在中国、美国有另外一种的那个偶像敬拜。
And that's atheism and the worship of self.
就是无神论或者是对自我或人道的崇拜。
We worship humanity.
我们崇拜人道。
And that's because we're not willing to serve any God but ourselves.
是我们因为我们不愿意为任何的神服事。
I would argue that this transformation of behavior, when they turn from idols, that it is obvious. And when we turn from our idols, it is also obvious.
我可以争论说这个拜偶像的是一个很明显的事情。
There was a revival in Wales sometime back.
在威尔斯有一个很在前一阵子威尔斯有一个复兴的事情。
And the effects were absolutely dramatic.
这个复兴是有非常戏剧性的影响。
They said that conversations about the economy, the conversations about politics, the conversations even about football and soccer were all abandoned.
就是说对于经济、政治跟主球的话题讨论他们全都放弃了。
Drunks were made sober.
酒鬼变成清醒。
Pub owners were losing business.
酒吧的老板失去了很多生意。
The police officers were bored.
警察明显不需要做那么多。
And prayer meetings started and praise events, these worship services began to pop up in all these weird locations.
祷告会和敬拜的活动就遍布了整个城镇。
And think about what happened in Ephesus.
想一想在以弗所的时候。
The idol makers were literally worried that they were going to lose their trade.
那些偶像的制造者担心他们会失业。
And then the witchcraft, the sorcery people in Ephesus, they brought in all their scrolls and they had this big massive bonfire right in the middle of the city.
那些用巫术或者是法术的把他们的那些法术卷走公开的焚烧。
They burnt the equivalent of $9 million worth of scrolls.
当时烧毁了相当于价值$900,000的卷轴。
Conversion includes obvious results.
悔改包含了一些明显的转变。
Conversion includes obvious transformation of people's hearts and their lives, their behavior.
悔改是包含了一些明显的转变，可以从这是在人的内心跟生活上面看到的。
So they turned from idols and they turned to serve God and to wait for Jesus.
他们离弃了偶像，转向服侍上帝了。
So it wasn't just a tossing of the idols in the trash can.
所以这不单单是只是把偶像掉到垃圾堆中。
They did that, and then they immediately began to serve God.
他们更马上的去服侍，积极的服侍上帝。
These are people who began to prioritize the kingdom of God over their own kingdom.
这是这些人把神的国优先放在他们个人的国前面。
They worked for the glory of God, the honor of God, rather than their own honor or their own glory.
他们为神的荣耀放在优先，比他们自己个人的荣耀。
And they began to wait for Jesus.
他们开始等候耶稣。
To absolutely long for His coming.
是期盼着他的再来。
They looked forward to heaven.
他们看着天国的事。
They valued the things of heaven more than the things of earth.
他们
They valued the things of heaven more than the things of earth.
他们对。天国的价有价值，天国的东西对他们来说比地上的东西更有价值。
Right, they understand that the here on earth we value gold. It seems.
我们在地上，我们可能会对黄金的价值很看重。
But they understood that the streets of heaven were paved with gold.
但是他们都知道，在天国的街道上，那个都是用黄金铺成的。
They would rather see Jesus face to face than kiss the hand of popes or princes.
他们宁愿面对耶稣，也不愿亲吻王子或教王的手。
And they know that the temporary trouble and temptation of life was just temporary, and that the glory and the wrath of God is eternal.
他们知道生命中的那些麻烦事只是短暂的，但神将要来的愤怒是永恒的。
So those are the signs of true conversion.
所以这些就是真正改变悔改的记号。
Just some of them. I'm sure there are more, but those are the ones that are lined out in this passage.
还有更多是在这个经文里面可以提到看得到的。
So what are the implications of this?
那当中的启示是什么呢？
One, test yourself to see if you're in the faith, according to 2 Corinthians.
So 根据那个哥林多后书所讲的，你们需要自己审查有没有信心。
And one way is to evaluate what you celebrate.
其中一个评估的方式就是看你是否对真正重要的事情庆祝。
Go back in your Facebook feed and see how many dinners you've posted and how many passages of scripture or baptism photos that you've posted.
回去看你的脸书上面有多少那个用餐时候的照片跟那个洗礼时候的照片。
Celebrate what really matters.
为真正值得庆祝的事情庆祝。
Consider natural birth.
是考虑自然分娩。
We have 9 months of anticipation, and when the child comes, oh, what joy!
我们有九个月的期待，当小孩子出生的时候，是时候到了，是多么的快乐。
And we celebrate this with grand baby showers.
我们会为将要生产的妈妈举行派对。
We give all sorts of baby-themed gifts.
预备那些主题的婴儿礼物。
We give the parents mountains of diapers.
会给父母堆积如山的尿布。
And then every subsequent year, we give the most elaborate birthday parties.
之后的每年，我们都会准备更精彩的生日派对。
And parents start to try to outdo one another in their celebrations.
那父母亲们也会试图彼此的超越对方。
So one parent will invite the class to a party.
一个父母可能会邀请全班同学参加派对
，and like 10 or 15 kids show up，
有10到15个小孩出席。
The next parent will say, "Oh, well, I'm going to invite the whole third grade."
那下一个可能就会请全级的同学
，and get 50 kids in the party.
可能就是有50个小孩来参加。
One throws a party at the park.
那其中一个可能就是在公园举行派对。
The next parent throws a party at the trampoline park.
接下来的一个就可能会在那个蹦床乐园举行派对。
And it's just a celebration of materialism.
这些都是一些物质主义的一些信贺。
Consider spiritual birth and baptism, though.
是考虑属灵的那个诞生和洗礼。
Sometimes there are decades of anticipation.
有时候那个等候的时间可能是许多年的。
How long have you been praying for the loved ones in your family to come to Jesus?
你为你的家人，为你所爱的人祷告了多久？希望他们能够信主。
And when that comes, oh boy!
当那日到来的时候，你一定有非常高兴的感觉。
That should be one of the biggest celebrations in all of our life.
这是我们生命里面值得最值得庆贺的事情。
So again, consider baptism, spiritual birth.
所以是考虑那个有那个洗礼属灵的诞生。
This is an entrance into not just a life of troubles and temptations, but into eternal life with Christ Jesus.
这个不单单只是一个陷入患难生活的入口，而是一个与基督一同走入永生的开始。
Consider communion today.
是想上今天我们有圣餐。
What a wonderful opportunity to celebrate exactly who Jesus is and what He has done for us.
是一个多么好的机会，让我们庆祝耶稣为我们所做的事。
I love the example of Alcoholic Anonymous and how they celebrate.
我喜欢用那个匿名戒酒会的例子。
They celebrate 24 hours of sobriety.
他们会庆祝24小时的清醒。
They celebrate 30 days of sobriety.
会庆祝30天的清醒。
They celebrate 60 days and 90 days.
庆祝60天至90天的清醒。
Let's celebrate all the time these good things.
他们都庆祝这些好的时候。
So when one of our brothers and sisters in the Lord, when they're delivered from pride, let's celebrate.
像我们当中如果有弟兄从骄傲里面释放的话，我们可以为他庆祝。
When they're freed from their addiction of lying or cheating, let's celebrate.
当有如果有人从撒谎或欺骗当中释放的话，我们可以为他庆祝。
When a brother or sister decides that they're going to go on a missions trip, let's celebrate.
当有弟兄姐妹决定为主去宣教的话，我们为他们庆祝。
Let's bring them up front, let's pray over them, and then as often as we can, let's hear from them and celebrate that.
叫他们上前来，我们为他祷告，用各种的方式为他们庆贺。
When somebody steps up to lead a baptism or lead a Bible study for the first time, let's celebrate it.
热心的站出来要带领查经学习的话，我们为他们庆贺。
When somebody leads their 100th Bible study, let's celebrate that too.
如果有人已经带了100次的查经，我们也为他庆贺。
When Steve leads Bible study number 10,000, let's celebrate that.
我们为 Steve 弟兄领的第一万次的查经，我们庆贺。
When you tell your friend for the first time about Jesus.Tell us and let's celebrate.
当你告诉第一次告诉朋友有关耶稣的事的时候，我们也为你庆祝。
When you tell them the second time, let's celebrate that too.
为对朋友讲说第二次有关耶稣的事的时候，我们也一起庆祝。
When you tell them the third time, every time, let's celebrate that. Let's make a big deal about the things that matter.
甚至第三次、第四次之后或之后的每一次，我们一起为你庆祝。
Yes, of course, celebrate Mother's Day. I'm going to as well.
当然我们会庆祝母亲节，我也会。
Celebrate birthdays and graduations and all of that.
为生日、毕业和其他的节日庆祝。
But even more, let's celebrate what has even more spiritual significance.
但让我们为更多的庆祝那些更具有属灵意义的东西。
Let's look for the signs of true conversion and make a big deal about them.
让我们来寻找那些真正悔改的记号，也把他们大肆宣扬。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Jesus, you and your work are worth celebrating more than anything else. And in all of life and in all of heaven, all we should do is just marvel at who you are and what you've done. Truly, even in heaven, for the ages upon ages, we will be declaring your glory and just how worthy you are. God, help us to have a head start on that eternal life, a head start on that celebration with every day that we live by celebrating what truly matters and these marks of true conversion. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们来唱一首回应诗歌，我宁愿有耶稣。